This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message.
Text roulette. You have a question, something going on in your life, something you're just wondering about. Could be a relationship question, be a family issue, something at work. We've had this week before. Well, what are we solving for you today? 414-432-1099. Text roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. We're going to spin the text roulette wheel and see where we're
going. Spin it.
51.
What?
Hit that refresh. Go to page 5.
5? 50. I don't think we've had.
All right, okay, while you scroll and preview it so we don't run burgundy ourselves, just giving everybody a heads up here, we see so many of your messages that are coming through. We look at this around the clock. We can see this on our phones even when we leave here. So if you have a question you think of even throughout the day, send it to us. You've got to make sure you send it because, look, we just landed in the 50s. You never know what we're going to land on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We know we have people who work in this industry that listen, so let's throw this one out there from, well, I won't say the number. There's no name, but here it comes. Text roulette today. See if anybody agrees with this or can help out. I think the post office should discontinue Saturday mail delivery to cut costs.
What?
Here is the question. Would anyone really care if they don't get mail on Saturdays? I mean, business offices are closed, so most personal business would wait until Monday anyway. Do you really need mail delivered on Saturday?
Okay, I saw this question come across earlier, and I always respond to people to say, hey, keep listening. We'll maybe read this on the air. It depends on what number we land on.
Sure.
And I still like getting mail on Saturday. In fact, I wish we got mail on Sunday.
Really?
Yes. Yes, we get a lot of different mail and packages and things sent to our house. And I think about when our son was gone at boot camp. Oh my gosh, are we hanging on to every chance we could when the post office would show up, when the postal worker would drive up. I remember one time one of our neighbors was parked in front of the mailboxes. And I don't know whose car it was. We didn't get the mail that day. And we could see in our email, because we have it set up where we get notifications from the post office of what's coming to our house.
Sure.
We could see that a letter from Brayson was supposed to be showing up that day, and we didn't get it because someone was blocking it. So when you're waiting for a letter like that, yeah, I say keep the mail going. But this person's trying to say that if they discontinue Saturday mail, it's going to cut costs for the post office.
Well, but you're right.
And I mail a lot of cards. Mail cards to people. I receive cards.
Mm-hmm. It would cut costs. Maybe it would keep the postal rates down. But let me tell you something else.
Can you prove that? Would it really keep the cost down?
That's what this person is texting in. But let me say this. You want mail on Saturday.
Yes, and I'll take mail on Sunday.
Do you like working?
I like going to get the mail.
Do you like working 6 days a week? Because I have talked to my postal worker friends.
Does that mean they have to work all 6 days or do they split the shift with somebody?
I talked to our postal carrier for a long time, and he's now retired, Ruben. And I said, man, I see you almost every day. I thought,
That's so funny you say Reuben. For some reason, it sounds like that'd be a character on Pee-wee's Playhouse or Mr. Right. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Don't you?
Of
get...
course, your mail carrier's named Reuben.
Yeah, I asked him. Don't you usually get like one day off a week so you can work Saturday? And he goes, "The good ones." This is what he told me. Now I don't know if this is true, postal workers. But Reuben did tell me, the good postal workers, like me, obviously, he was saying, will work 6 days a week. Meaning I do such a good job, I'm fast, I get done. So they, you know, they're like, hey, can you put in that extra day? You do get to bank some hours, I guess, but he was working 6 days a week. He's like, yeah, Sunday's my only day off. And of course, the federal holidays. But he's like, man, I would kill for a, you know, having a weekend off. I mean, I get one every once in a while, but to have like what everybody else has, Monday through Friday, boom, we're done. We have the weekend.
But that's also their choice. They chose that job and they chose that schedule. I would love to be able to sleep till 6 o'clock in the morning, but that doesn't happen because of what our job is, because we decided to work here at the radio station.
But you get to sleep till 6 o'clock in the morning, Saturday and Sunday.
Again, if the schedule doesn't work for you, then maybe that's not the right job for you.
But it's a good job.
But I this person's asking, would we miss Saturday mail?
Yeah.
Yes, I would miss the Saturday mail. But they're trying to say this will cut costs.
No, that's the thought from the tech saying,
Radar.
Hey, since the postal services, you know, the rates have gone up, maybe not having to pay everyone to work on Saturday would kind of bring it down. Maybe that's just a thought.
We need to try to reach out to Jay the mailman, longtime listener of the mix, very loyal listener.
He has texted in many times before.
Many times.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see if we can try to get in contact with him or someone that works in the postal office. Is this something that's even being considered? To get rid of Saturday mail to cut costs? Is that an option of something you can even do? But the original question is, would people miss their Saturday mail? I vote yes.
I don't want to see a bill come in the mail on Saturday because then I sit there and go, oh my gosh, now we have to wait until Monday to pay this or whatever kind of thing. Or it just kind of ruins your weekend. And sometimes there are flyers in there. I go, well, recycle, recycle, recycle. Why did this person have to deliver mail on Saturday? I didn't even use any of it. It's ads and everything that I can get online. I'm an online guy here. I'll pay my bills online. I don't need to get it in the mail.
You do
I
get your ads it. Online. I know and you use all the apps.
Yeah. And also with any bills, we pay them online. So it's like, you know what? Yeah, let's try and cut costs or at least give these people an extra day off. Have the weekend. Don't have to worry about that.
Radar, throw the full question out there again.
Okay, here it comes.
For the rest of you that are listening to this, what is your take with stopping the mail on Saturday?
So here's the question. Would anyone really care if they don't get mail on Saturdays? I mean, business offices are closed, so most personal business would wait until Monday anyway. Do you really need mail delivered on Saturday? I think the post office should discontinue Saturday mail delivery to cut costs. Just an idea for this person. Not sure how that actually works, but this person's saying, hey, what do you think? Do you really need mail on Saturday? Elizabeth, you said yes. I'm like, I just had
a check show up in the mail. We overpaid on a loan because we wrapped up a car loan. Mm-hmm. So I just got a $212 check in the mail. I like getting the mail.
Call or
good
text.
Good things are showing up.
Call or text 414-432-1099.
We're going to get to your text and your calls and your advice coming up. But first, a quick break from our sponsors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you really need mail delivered on a Saturday? That's pretty much the nutshell of the question from Text Roulette this morning. I think the post office should discontinue Saturday mail delivery to cut costs. Do you really need to get mail on Saturdays? The question. John, what do you think?
I say yes, because I receive books from Wisconsin Talking Book and Braille Library out of Milwaukee.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you, it's nice, you know, when you got a, you know, a crappy weather day that just is really bad. You don't have anything good to watch on TV or whatever, and you just want to read a good book either through audio or Braille. Yeah.
So wait, John, let me ask you: are you blind?
I am.
You are, okay. And so this is important. This is important to you, just to, like, for your mental health, for your life, for everything. Like, you are telling us that this is something that is very important, and you definitely want to keep that mail going on Saturdays.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That helps you out, okay?
Well, and yes. And John, I have to tell you too, as a fan of the big audiobooks, I just think it's so incredible when more and more people are getting involved in the audiobook world. My sister's a librarian, and so she's always pushing, like, you know, anybody that's involved in books in any way is a good capacity. We've had this discussion on the air that, like, you are still just as stimulated and interested in the book,
sure,
when you're listening to it compared to if you're actually reading it.
Absolutely. And my thought is, too, you know, I hear people telling me sometimes, oh, I just don't have time to read. I'm like, you know what? Go to Audible or go to your library, get an audiobook, pop it in or play it on your phone or your tablet, whatever. And while you're doing housework or while you're driving, listen to it. I mean, because you can still get into it, and it's almost as good as watching a movie, and sometimes better, depending on the book.
Yeah, it's an escape from reality.
Elizabeth kind of turned me on to that when we were talking about it. I said, you didn't read a book, you listened to a book. I like to actually turn the pages, but when Elizabeth was saying, hey, if you listen to it, you can do so many other things, and it's really good. It really soaked in when I listen to books now.
It stimulates the mind,
yeah.
And some people prefer to read, some people prefer to...
Yeah.
So you listen to the audio. It's just how you absorb information and retain it, for sure.
I like both. I do, you know, and sometimes some books, when they're really long, it's just easier to listen to it, you know, and other books.
Sure.
Yes.
You know, it's great to have it in your hand and turn the pages.
I find that I can kind of picture the scene a little bit more when I listen now than when I used to read it, and I'd be like, yeah, okay, but now it's almost like I've got that mind going, like, oh, I can see the cave, or I can see where they're walking through this path in the forest or whatever. So, John, yeah, thank you so much for the call.
John, I really have a question for you, though. I mean, we don't know necessarily if somebody calls into our show before what they're dealing with in their life, not knowing, just talking to you until you told us that you're blind. Can I ask you a question about that, about the blind community? I feel like this is a community that doesn't really get... We don't hear a lot about it. People don't talk a lot about it. Is there any way that we, as people here in the seeing community, can help those of you that are in the blind community?
Yeah, there's a couple different ways you can do that. One thing you can do is, you know, get in contact with Vision Forward. They're off of Holly Road there. And another thing you can do, too, is go to NFB.org, which stands for National Federation of the Blind. They have state conventions and national conventions every year, and they have all kinds of ways people can get involved with what they do and the various activities they have and so on and so forth. So those are some great options of how you can get involved.
And I would say, John, too, maybe try and tour a place like Beyond Vision in West Dallas. I had a chance to tour that, and it's manufacturing department, and there's everyone who works there has some sort of eyesight issue, and yeah, there's ways that everybody can feel part of the community.
That's and that's kind of
after touring that, it was great. I'm like, look at you all. They're excited to work. They're excited to make things and just be part of the community and not be shunned or looked down upon.
Absolutely, and you know the NFB, National Federation of the Blind, you know they have the belief that you can live the life you want. Blindness is not what defines you or holds you back. It's just a characteristic.
Heck yeah.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
And John, you know, thank you for being open to answering that question. I was hesitant to ask you, but I really was just curious of like, how can we be a better advocate? How can we help so that, again, like Radar said, everyone can feel a part of the community? Yeah. And what a great way for you to say it that way, John. Thanks for sharing that with us and calling in and being so open about everything.
No problem. I'm glad I could.
Yeah, have a great day. Call us again.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, now our Siding Unlimited text line. Thanks, John, once again. Cheesehead Sherry, my husband loves getting the mail.
So same.
Would like to get it on Saturday. Some other people have said, you know, maybe if you don't get mail on Saturday, that could lead to losing jobs because you don't need those jobs on Saturday. So maybe the workforce would be cut back. So you got to be careful on how this type of situation and decision would affect the workforce.
Well, and here's another one that says, when I was a child, we had mail delivered in Milwaukee mornings and afternoons. People fought when it went to once a day. My opinion is cut mail delivery to Monday, Wednesday, Friday in one area, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday in a different area.
Oh, my gosh.
All we ever get is junk anyway. Okay, well, you need to get someone that sends you cards. We're a card-sending family.
Elizabeth,
and if I had
totally
your address,
is.
I'd be sending you a card because that makes you sort of look forward to the mail, I feel like, because we were raised with that. Like,
when
we
first
do send mail.
When I first had my cold and I would wipe down the studio with all the different Clorox wipes, Elizabeth sent me a card, a thank you card. I'm like, well, you in these cards, girl?
Yes, right? Everyone likes, send somebody a card today. When is the last time you got a handwritten card?
There you go.
A thank you note, I'm a thinking of you card. That's going to make you want to get that mail on Saturdays.
Look at the all the questions that have popped up about this topic and the help that you all have given. If you have an issue in your life, we can maybe help you solve it. It's Text Roulette, 414-432-1099.
Here's a message that says, uh-oh, my Amazon Prime doesn't stop on Saturday. I'm all good.
Ha ha ha.